find a posture that feels comfortable and upright. And in this particular posture moment, I'd like to suggest that you inhale with the feeling that the inhalation is flowing down from the crown and activating the region in the lower belly about 3 inches below the navel and about 3 inches, three finger widths above the pubic bone. Deep inside the body is the hara, or the lower dantian, that aspect of the body, of the inner body, of the subtle body, that I think of as the center of being, the center of sat in the beautiful Sanskrit word sat-chit ananda, or being, consciousness, and bliss. So by focusing here in the hara, in the lower belly, as much as we can, we literally ground ourselves and make it possible for the energy in the body to connect to the earth and to the center of the universe at the same time. So, deep breath in, allowing the breath to bring your attention into the center of the lower belly. Long breath out, and in exhaling, I'd like to suggest that you draw the belly in towards the spinal column, allowing the belly to help you with the exhalation so that the exhalation can be full. And we'll take 3 more full exhalations, breathing into the lower belly, filling the lower lungs, upper lungs, and middle lungs and upper lungs completely, and then exhaling fully, drawing the belly in towards the spinal column, allowing all the breath to leave the lungs. So 3 full breaths. And we'll chant. Mukham karoti vachalam pangam langayate giram yat kripa tamaham vande paramananda madhavam. Mukham karoti vachalam pangam langayate giram yat kripa tamaham vande paramananda madhavam. Mukham karoti vachalam pangam langayate giram yat kripa tamaham vande paramananda madhavam. We ask that our practice be of benefit to all beings and to the earth. We offer our practice, asking that all beings be free of suffering. We offer our practice, asking that all beings know the sacred joy that lies beyond suffering. We offer our practice to Krishna, the self within the heart, the supreme being from whom all this arises and to which it subsides, that one who is known as the self, the supreme truth within all that is, as pure consciousness, as Vishnu, as Shiva, as Allah, as Kali, as Durga, that which is named by all creatures looking for refuge in their own way, that which pervades the world and gives it life. And during this class, we'll be talking about some of the qualities of that supreme being. So you can begin your posture, your meditation, by refreshing your posture if need be. Now begin to allow your attention to flow into through the front of the body. And I want to ask you to have the feeling that the sacred essence of this universe is entering through your body. It's entering through the pores of your skin, flowing in through the entire front of the body. And then with the exhalation, feel that this essence is poured out through the front of your body back into the universe itself. And I'm going to suggest those of you who took the first class will be familiar with this mantra. For those of you who aren't, I'll say it very clearly and we'll be tuning into it throughout the class. So as the breath flows in through the front of the body, if it feels right to you at this moment, consider that the breath flows in with the mantra, Om Namo Narayanaya. Flowing in with Om Namo Narayanaya, which is one of the great mantras dedicated to Krishna. Allowing the breath to flow naturally with no words attached to it out through the body. And you can begin to inhale now with the sense that the breath is flowing in through the back of the body. Flowing in with Om Namo Narayanaya. Flowing in with the feeling that everything that is sacred and beautiful within this cosmos, the divine energies at the heart of everything, flow into your body with the breath and the thought, Om Namo Narayanaya. Now feel that the breath flows in through the right side of the body, flowing in with the mantra, and then flows out through the right side of the body. Now through the left side of the body. Now from below, actually feeling that the breath flows in from the earth herself up through the lower body with the thought, Om Namo Narayanaya. And now through the crown of the head. Allowing the breath to flow in through the crown down through your body, again with the thought, Om Namo Narayanaya on the inhalation, and then just allowing the exhalation to dissolve back into the ether above your head. And finally, open every pore of your body and feel that the prana shakti, the life force of the universe, which we are understanding as the essence of Krishna himself. Life force is flowing in through every pore into your body from all sides with the thought, Om Namo Narayanaya. Really, as if the breath itself is calling on its source, is actually calling on the divine at the heart of the universe and at the heart of your own being.